He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today I want to tell you a story which tells you the same message as today's Gospel of Ascension, which you just heard. There was once a wealthy man. He and his son both loved to collect rare works of art. They had everything in their collection, from Picasso to Raphael. They would often sit together and admire the great works of art. But then started what is called the Vietnam War, where many American troops died in the Far East country named Vietnam. The son of the wealthy man went to fight this war. He was very courageous, and he died in a battle while rescuing another soldier. The father was notified, and of course he grieved very deeply for his only son. About a month later, just before Christmas, there was a knock at the door. There was a young man standing at the door with a large package in his hands. He said, "Sir, you don't know me, but I am the soldier for whom your son gave his life. He saved many lives that day, and he was carrying me to safety when a bullet struck him in the heart, and he died instantly. He often talked about you and your love for art." The young man held out the package. "I know this isn't much. I'm not a great artist, but I think your son would have wanted you to have this." The father opened the package. It was a portrait of his son, painted by the young man. He stared in admiration at the way the soldier had captured the personality of his son in the painting. The father was so drawn to the eyes of the painting that his own eyes welled up with tears. He thanked the young man and offered to pay him for the picture. "Oh no, sir, I could never repay what your son did for me. Please, it is a gift." The father hung the portrait over his mantle. Every time visitors came to his home, he took them to see the portrait of his son before he showed them any of the other great works he had collected. Then the wealthy man died. There was to be a great auction, that is, a public sale to the highest bidder, of his paintings. Many influential people gathered, excited over seeing the great paintings and having an opportunity to purchase one for their collection. First on the platform, there was the painting of the sun. The auctioneer pounded his gavel. "We will start the bidding with this picture of the sun. Who will bid for this picture?" There was silence. Then a voice in the back of the room shouted, "We want to see the famous paintings. Skip this one." But the auctioneer persisted, "Will somebody bid for this painting? Who will start the bidding? $100? $200? Another voice said angrily, "We didn't come to see this painting. We came to see the Van Goghs, the Rembrandts. Get on with the real art." But still the auctioneer continued, "The sun, the sun, who'll take the sun?" Finally, a voice came from the very back of the room. It was the longtime gardener of the man and his son. "I'll give $10 for the painting." Being a poor man, it was all he could afford. "We have $10. Who will bid $20? "Give it to him for $10. Let's see the masters," shouted one voice. $10 is the bid. Won't someone bid $20? The crowd was becoming angry. They didn't want the picture of the sun. They wanted the more worthy investments for their collections. The auctioneer pounded the gavel, going once, twice, sold for $10. A man sitting on the second row shouted, "Now let's get on with the collection." The auctioneer laid down his gavel. "I'm sorry, the auction is over." "What about the paintings?" "I am sorry. When I was called to conduct this auction, I was told of a secret stipulation in the will. I was not allowed to reveal that stipulation until this time. Only the painting of the sun would be auctioned. Whoever bought that painting would inherit the entire estate, including the paintings. The man who took the sun gets everything." Dear children, like our Lord said in today's Gospel, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." Never let anybody to make you believe that you might do God's will without being baptized to his church and without the Catholic faith. Much like the auctioneer, God's message to you today is, the sun, who'll take the sun? Because you see, children, whoever takes the sun, that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he gets everything, and whoever rejects him gets nothing. But fortunately for you, this stipulation is not a secret, but the Catholic faith, which you see in this school every day, has told and revealed you that. God bless you, children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the